Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, and we're going to talk about the NFL being a copycat league. And the copycat league term comes from is that when one opponent against a team has had success, you're pretty much going to see it the following week and the week and the week after. So the Jaguars have given up a lot of pressure with Chad Henning. He's been sacked a bunch. The numbers are this. He has 182 pass attempts on the season, and he's been sacked 18 times. That's about a 10% ratio, and it's much too high, and the Jets were able to get pressure on Chad Henne as well as sack him three times. And let's take a look at the first play. This is the renowned amoeba defense that the Jets like to run, where they don't put anybody's hand on the ground. They walk people around, and Chad Henne immediately gets pressure up the middle from Quentin Coples, their first-round draft pick, and it flushes Chad Henne out of the pocket. And David Harris, who's an excellent sacking linebacker, ends up running Chad Henne down, so the Jets able to get pressure on Chad. In this situation, that was, by the way, in the third quarter where the Jaguars offense struggled. Here's another situation where the Jets were able to get pressure and just running a little X stunt in the middle with an outside linebacker, Pace, as well as the inside linebacker, David Harrison, and really should have had Uche Nwaneri coming off to pick this up, and it was a confused situation. And again, a pressure on Chad Henne and takes a big-time hit by David Harrison and forces the ball incomplete. Now, at the end of the ball game, the Jaguars had an opportunity to tie this ball game up, and this is what I like to call a pinball or three-man rush. Now, they have different names for it, but when I was in New York as a defensive meeting room, we used to call it pinball because it was three defensive linemen and three guys essentially against six blockers in protection, and so three guys getting bounced around by six, there's no way a three-man rush should be able to get through, and the Jets were able to do that. Look at the right defensive end, Quentin Coples again. He gets inside of Eugene Monroe and outside of Evan Britton. Now, both of these guys are at fault. Eugene can't get beat clean to the inside, and then he has to have help from the guard, Evan Britton, as well. So this really goes on both of the guys, and this forced the interception at the end of the ball game, taking away any chance the Jaguars had of getting back into that ball game. So I'm sure the Miami Dolphins are seeing the pressure and saying, okay, we've got to do that against the Jaguars as well. And the Dolphins have a fantastic player in defensive end Cameron Wake. 14 sacks on the season. That's 13, third in the National Football League in sacks. And here he is at a left end, and he's going against a very good right tackle in Anthony Davis. And it's a great finish by him. Davis very strong, little inside lift move of the inside arm on Davis, and comes back in and gets a sack, cause fumble against Kaepernick. Excellent player. He ended up having three sacks in this ball game, and here he is again at the left defensive end spot working again against Davis and beats Davis quickly. I mean, this is an outstanding pass rush move, an outstanding player, and somebody the Jaguars are certainly going to have to account for. Now, they have another good player on defense, and it's middle linebacker Carlos Dansby, number 58. Big free agent acquisition a few years ago from the Arizona Cardinals, and here he is against Gore. Excellent instincts, excellent closing speed, and in order to protect the passer, they're going to have some success running the football, and part of the key of that is blocking Carlos Dansby. For the Jaguars defense, clearly stopping the run is a priority. The Jets did some things differently there in the third quarter where they were moving guys, pulling guys to the inside of the Jaguars defense. And here's the example. They pull the right tackle and the tight end, who is one of the guys in the wing position, and they bring him to the inside. And I showed this on Monday's TV show because it stresses the defense, because in a gap control defense, it creates new gap responsibilities to the inside. I'm sure the Jaguars defense will see some of this against the Miami Dolphins. Now, when the Miami Dolphins are on offense, two excellent players in the middle. Mike Pouncey, second-year center from Florida, as well as the tough, scrappy, many people call him dirty, Rich Incognito. And Incognito's blocking Justin Smith, one of the best defensive players in the National Football League. And you see Pouncey ends up helping them out. And then, of course, Incognito ends up finishing them off. So two very good players at the interior protecting a rookie quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. And I like this play because it shows the two scrappy offensive linemen, but also the elusive Reggie Bush making guys miss. Going to have to make sure you stop him. And then what a tackle by Dante Whitner here, picking up Reggie Bush and putting him down into the ground. Now, the Miami Dolphins this past week in San Francisco took the 49ers down to the 4-minute mark of the fourth quarter. San Francisco is an excellent football team. I think they're the best team in the NFC, and the Jaguars had better be prepared because the Miami Dolphins are playing good football.